It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Patsy Stoddard, and they have created a new kind of seminar, a great teaching unit. It's called A Bolder Way Forward, and it's all about female empowerment. We're going to talk about kind of where it comes from and the different steps and things that they will be teaching in this course and all of that. It's a great thing, and it's kind of helped along with the extension office for USU. So we'll talk about all of that. Patsy, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So let's dive right into A Bolder Way Forward. Kind of give me some of the background as far as how this all got started and what we're looking to accomplish with A Bolder Way Forward.
Well, The Bolder Way Forward is... It comes from the Utah Women in Leadership Project up at the Utah State Campus up in Logan. And the leader of this project is Susan Madsen. She's a doctor, and she is very passionate about this. And the women of Utah, we fall down in a lot of different critical areas. Women and girls, we seem to be the worst in a number of areas. And so the program that they've developed, the Bolder Way Forward, they are starting a coalition in each of the 29 counties in Utah, and we are part of the Emory County Coalition, and we had our first meeting in January, and our next meeting is coming up on February the 26th, and the areas of focus that we'll be working with include child care, child sexual abuse, domestic violence, entrepreneurship, finance, gender pay gap, health across the lifespan, higher education attainment, home and family, K-12 initiatives, leadership development, organizational strategies, workplace culture, political and civic representation, poverty and homelessness, sexual assault, sexual harassment, and gender-based discrimination, STEM fields, and workforce development. And so each of these different strategies, these areas, we will look at each one of them and dive into how we're going to make things better. So like the STEM field, you know, women are still, you know, not represented as well as they should be in these areas. Like the gender pay gap is still a big issue in Utah. Not enough girls are going on to college, and there's just a lot of different things that need to be worked on. And so with the coalition, then we are looking at each of these focus areas, and we are taking things that are already in place. Like there's already like a domestic violence council, and there's a lot of things that are already in place. So we're just going to involve all of those people that are leaders in these areas already in our county, and we're just going to look at them, and we're going to help strengthen what's already in place and make it better. And if there's an area here where Emory County isn't represented, that we don't have anything positive moving in that direction, then we will find a community volunteer, and then they will become involved in that area, and we will just help the women and girls in Emory County to become stronger and to move forward.
And that was one thing that you and I talked about before we came on, was the fact that there are services in place already for some of these things that you guys are going to be talking about, and this is going to be just a great way to bring the ladies that need the services and the services together, and just kind of give them an idea of what's available to them. Is that kind of really what I'm taking away from this?
Yes, to make sure that the ladies and girls already know what's in place, and then just to strengthen them to see what they need. You know, if they need help, you know, getting to college, you know, figuring out a way for them, you know, to financially, you know, be able to afford college, you know, and if they're in a domestic violence situation, you know, helping them try to figure out a way, you know, to get them out of that situation. You know, there's just, because it's so broad, then it's like we need to get so many people involved in this, you know, and get people, you know, actually to be outraged that we still have all of these problems, you know, in a state where it's mainly a the religious background of a lot of people, you know. So it's like, why do we still have all of these problems, you know? And so these focus areas are going to maybe even look at that, you know, why do we still have all these problems and how can we solve these problems? How can we, you know, help people get out of poverty, you know, help people that are homeless? And like with the political and civic representation, it's like we have very few, you know, female legislators and, you know, female leaders, you know. I mean, we have a, you know, the lieutenant governor that's a female, you know, and she can be a great role model for us. And so, and she's involved in this movement as well. And the, Dr. Susan Mattson, she's the one that is really excited and focused on this movement. And it's amazing to hear her speak. And so if any of you are interested in joining in, then make sure that you get on the Utah State website and find Dr. Mattson and listen to what she says about Boulder Way Forward. And she's just so excited about it that it'll just make you excited to be a part of it and to try to make things better for the ladies and girls in our community.
And one other thing before we get out of here, you had mentioned that even the sheriff's office over in Emory County is getting involved in this, and they're bringing in a group from Utah County to teach self-defense to the high school girls. Is that correct?
Yes, they have a really good program up in Utah County that works with the schools and different things. And so our sheriff, Tyson Huntington, he said we can get them involved. And we also have, you know, leaders within our own sheriff's office, you know, that are really really good with those things, teaching self-defense and just awareness of your surroundings. Like our high school girls are getting ready to go off to college, and when you go off to college, you have a lot of new experiences and everything, and we need to teach girls, you know, what to be aware of, you know, when you're walking to your car late at night or after class or whatever, and just, you know, make them so they're not victims, so that they can, you know, they can protect themselves and take care of themselves. And so that's one of the programs that we want to start at our high school, is just making people aware of it's their own responsibility to keep themselves safe and to work in that area. So like I said, it's very broad. These all of the areas of focus are very broad, and you have to start somewhere. And so with each of these 18 focus areas, then we're going to develop a program for each one of them, and we're going to work within the programs that are already available in our county.
All right. So once again, this is a Boulder Way Forward. The next class is coming up on February 26th. Where do you guys hold classes at?
It starts at 6 p.m. It's the Emory County Administrative Building. It's on Main Street in Castledale. It's the old county courthouse, but it's mainly a county administration building now, and it's upstairs.
All right, so look for that. Is there a place, do you guys have a website or Facebook that people can go to get more information if they need it?
Yes, it's aboulderwayforward.org, and you can get on there and read about each of the different focus areas. And if you have an area of expertise where you would like to help out, just like definitely let us know. You can reach out to me, and my cell phone number is 435-749-9025. And you can just get involved by reaching out to us.
All right. Once again, we've been talking with Patsy Stoddard about a Boulder Way Forward. Patsy, thank you so much for taking out the time. And once again, thank you so much for doing this. This is a great thing. Lots of great information is going to come out of this. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.